But now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. A really impressive performance in all phases of the game on Saturday. You beat Stony Brook 56-28. How big for your team to get that first victory, especially in the fashion that you got it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great to get the win. And at home here, thought we started off really fast and were able to keep that momentum and that focus throughout the first three quarters. And, you know, just really good to get a win for the players and coaches here, and excited to get that rolling.
First question this morning, Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, obviously, what will this do for the team's confidence, and what do you have to do to sustain that type of performance, especially on offense? Thank you.
Yeah, I think it certainly reaffirms all the things we've been focused on, our process and how we've been going about it. Helps just solidify that, and that the players are doing all the right things, and I want them to feel that way. On the big scheme of things, I mean, it's one win, right? And, we have a long season ahead still, so we're really just focused in on making the improvements that we need to make from this game, from this past game against Stony Brook to Richmond. And that's been the focus. And there's a lot of areas to improve on. I think if we're willing to do that and not look at, so much of the results of certain plays, but, how we can continue to get better on any in all three phases, we'll see the gradual improvement throughout the season.
Jordan, your next question from Ben Barr. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, fellas. Coach, really liked watching those trick plays early in the game to build that big lead in the first quarter. Tell me kind of, did you see something on tape, or what made you think you really wanted to pull those off this week? And were the guys really looking forward to it, and then they executed it on Saturday?
Yeah, I think, we were much more efficient on first and second down. I think we ran, we moved the ball in a much more efficient way. So that, anytime you do that, you're able to open up the playbook a little bit more. And that's something that we hadn't really had the opportunity to do. And, outside of the FIU game, we hadn't gotten into that rhythm on offense. So, those certain types of plays are always there. But, when you're in a position where you can, start with our defense, got to take away the first play of the game, you can start on the plus side of the field. And then we got three and out the second series on defense on a short field. And, we're able to go down and score again. So, when you can be in a position of where you're executing in an efficient way, I think it certainly opens up the playbook and being able to spread teams out more.
Thanks.
During we talked last week, that the first part of the season hadn't gone quite the way Derek probably would have liked them to do it, had some struggles. And some of that, as we've talked about, was you guys have played some pretty top line defenses. How big, as you said, to get that short field and get rolling, and then it seemed like it just snowballed from there. What a game he had, 395 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, really got started on the, just got him in rhythm early. That was the key. And, he was really efficient. Really happy for Derek to have that sort of outing, because, he's a diligent worker, guy works hard, watches film all the time. He's in here always working, leads the way in terms of his approach to the game. So, we knew it was a matter of time till he got his feet underneath him. And, our offensive line did a great job. We've improved a lot there, and continue to improve. So, this is just the next step for us, really.
Everybody knew about Montego Moss based on some catches he's had throughout his career, but he's another guy that really hadn't gotten going, but he certainly did on Saturday. Yeah. Just talk about the game that he had.
Yeah, Montego has really developed a ton just as a leader amongst this team. And to see him, just his positive attitude through the first four games, I think our players have really feed off that. And, just seeing him perform on Saturday was great. I mean, just to get that production out of him is what we're going to need, because we're going to need it, moving forward. And that's something he can do. He can make those big catches. He can make the contested catches as well. But he's more of a all-down receiver now, and we've seen him progress in blocking and playing with the effort that's needed.
How much momentum, and I guess you won't know until we get another game under the belt, but with some of the struggles on offense, to see a first quarter where you put 28 points and everything is clicking, did you feel just a different vibe on the sideline and just the confidence of those guys grow?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly feel, the team, these guys, the whole team has been really close and together, really going back towards January. And so that, throughout the season, they've held on to that, and it's easy to lose sight of that or get down after the first, four games, but these guys have stayed together and stayed committed to that process. And, the energy, the focus throughout the game was really awesome to see.
With all the numbers that you put up on offense, it's maybe easy to lose sight of how well your defense played, forced three turnovers. You talked about the big fumble on the first play of the game, but three sacks kind of set the offense up. Maybe talk about the effort that they gave you on Saturday to really put you in control of that game.
Yeah, started fast on D with the takeaway on the first play. Got put in some adverse situations again. I mean, we attempted a more of a surprise kick on the second kickoff of the game. Didn't go our way. Good. We rolled to the next play. Defense knew that what we were doing, we're going to be aggressive that way. And, they got the ball to midfield, forced a three and out. We went down and scored, and then they came back out and held them to on a third and two and a fourth and two, which was really great to see. And, the defense has really responded all year to adverse situations. So the takeaways were great. That was something we emphasized as well, is getting the takeaways, and we scored 14 points off those turnovers. So just playing together, both sides of the ball, is going to be the focus for us moving forward.
One of the guys that we haven't really talked about who had a big day, career high 9 tackles for Jabari Odom. Maybe talk about his game and how well he played.
Yeah, Jabari, first year guy, out of Woodbridge, Virginia. He's really progressed, and his role has expanded. Started out with special teams, and then his role at the linebacker position has increased, and he's just going to continue to get better. So really excited about just seeing him go the rest of the season.
Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, Darius McKenzie did not play much in the second half. Can you give me an update on his health and on the health of the rest of the team? Again, your two starting safeties were out this weekend. Is there a possibility any of these players that did not play or Darius will be able to play against Richmond? And then just take a look at Richmond for me. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, all those guys are day-to-day right now. I mean, we're anticipating majority of our guys practicing this week and getting back out there tomorrow. So that's what you have on that. And then the piece on, on Richmond, I mean, this is a very good football team. Obviously beat Stony Brook, who we just played a week ago. And, you see them on defense, especially just really sound defensively. You're going to have to really be do a great job on offense, earning every inch we get there. And offensively, they're a team that can hit an explosive. And that's been something that for us as a defense has, continues to hurt us. Anytime we've given up points, it's off some type of explosive within a drive. So, this would be a huge challenge for us going down there. Tough place to play against a very good opponent that's year in and year out at the top of the conference.
Jordan, obviously they've had some injuries at the quarterback position that they've had to deal with. When you prep from a defensive side, how difficult does that make it, not knowing who you might see at quarterback on Saturday?
Yeah, other quarterbacks present different challenges, but I think for us, it's still going to be about our guys and our guys executing. We have a young group, but they have experience now, so it's just building on that experience for us. And no one's really a first year player anymore. Okay. And, they got to be in a position where we can still continue to build the trust in our keys and our assignments and, keeping the ball in front.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to Richmond, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thank you.